The world loses $1 trillion a year to corruption, with lots of it coming from Africa. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Pierre-Opong, quoted a World Bank report at the launch of a national anti-corruption campaign in Accra. The campaign is to raise public and civic awareness of the debilitating effect of corruption on national development and to dissuade people from the practice. It is a collaboration by the Center for Freedom and Accuracy and Tiger IPI. For the details, Asibi Bangui Kela.
Corruption is a major hindrance to nation building. It produces market inefficiency, mediocrity, and deprives governments of the much-needed revenue which can be used for building schools, hospitals, roads, and to pay satisfactory levels of salary to civil and public servants. In Ghana, efforts at combating the menace have been largely ineffective for various reasons. Even when corruption and embezzlement of state funds are exposed, people do not hear of the necessary investigations and prosecutions. Such inactions have fostered a culture of impunity. The president of the Catholic Bishop Conference, Most Reverend Oseibunsu, said corruption is found in all facets of life that militate against the nation's development.
We are seeing that corruption is found in different strata of our Ghanaian society. It is found in some of the following people and institutions: the politicians, the judiciary, security agencies, customs excise and preventive services, DVLA, and educational institutions, in the workplace, in the marketplace, in the men and women of the media. Corruption militates against national development. If there is corruption, it is largely because people are not acting with integrity wherever they are. If they were guided in their consciences by integrity and honesty, there would be no corruption, or at least it would be reduced, and Ghana would be a better place than it is today.
The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Mrs. Marietta Pierre-Opong, who welcomed the anti-corruption campaign, described it as a dawn of new era. She expressed surprise why corruption is rife in the country in spite of Ghanaians' claim of religiosity.
Asibi Bangui Keller's report.